You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Jeff Ostrowski, Bankrate Housing Market Analyst. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. Jeff, real estate moving in and out of commerce is really a closely watched activity. You guys have conducted some recent surveys. And what are we seeing right now as it relates to residential sales?
Well, residential sales are very slow. So the spring home buying season was really a dud in 2025. So essentially every month was the slowest pace since way back in 2009. So March of 2025, April 2025, May 2025, all lowest level of sales for the month since 2009, which was, of course, the pit of the Great Recession. So home sales have been slow. And that's really because of a combination of two major factors. One is that mortgage rates are close to 7%, and Americans have really anchored on the idea that mortgage rates should be around 3% because that's where they were during the pandemic. And then the other factor is that home prices are at record highs. So even though there was that spike in mortgage rates, it didn't really cause home values to come down over the past couple of years.
What do we see happening with home values? I mean, if you just think about the, you know, the details surrounding supply and demand, one might think you'd see a reduction in home prices, right?
Yeah, it just really depends on what market you're looking at. The old saw is that all real estate is local. There's no such thing as a national housing market. So nationally, home prices keep going up. That the pace of appreciation is slowing, but still going up. But then it's really kind of a hodgepodge around the country. So a lot of the formerly hot Sunbelt markets, places like Sarasota, Florida, Austin, Texas, have seen home prices come down, and that's in part because there's been a lot of construction in those markets. But generally, those places in the Mountain West and the South that were really hot during the pandemic have slowed a lot, and prices are even coming down. And then, surprisingly, there are a lot of markets in the Midwest, the Northeast, just the Rust Belt markets that have been struggling that now are experiencing double-digit appreciation. And those markets are seeing very little new construction, so that there's just not a lot of new supply to meet this sudden surge of demand in those places.
Is it a realistic expectation that in the near future we could see 3% mortgage rates again?
Well, I think everyone forgets that there was a reason that mortgage rates plunged to 3%, and that's because we were in a global economic crisis. You could hardly leave your house. You couldn't buy toilet paper. The Federal Reserve slashed rates to zero to save the U.S. economy. And so that was what really set the stage for those record low mortgage rates. And, Americans are really pining for the quote unquote good old days of 3% mortgage rates. But the 3% mortgage rates were one of the few good things happening back then. I mean, it was, there was a lot of fear in the economy. There was fear about public health. And that was what drove mortgage rates down. Conversely, now the economy is doing well. GDP growth is strong. Job growth is robust. I mean, inflation remains an ongoing challenge, but the economy is pretty good, and the mortgage rates that we're seeing today of close to 7% reflect that. They reflect a strong economy. And so for mortgage, I'm giving a long-winded answer to your question, but for mortgage rates to really plunge back to where they were in the pandemic, something very bad would have to happen in the economy.
Yeah, and it's not likely that you're going to see that type of phenomenon where, all the stars align for something like that to happen, right? Especially as quick as it did as well.
Yeah, exactly. And that, the pandemic did come in an era of super low rates. I mean, from about 2002 through 2021, rates had been very low for a variety of reasons. And now we're back into more of a sort of normal cycle for both the federal funds rate and for mortgage rates, or historically normal. But the problem is it's been so long since mortgage rates have been up at the 7% level that it just feels like sticker shock to borrowers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So there's an amount of real estate that economists really like to see, right, moving in and out of commerce like this. There's a belief, and I don't know, there's a term for it, I don't know what it is, but it's healthy for the economy. How would you judge where we are now and whether or not, that health factor is there?
Yeah, it's, I guess in general the notion is that kind of like a Goldilocks housing market where there's not too much supply, not too little supply, not too much of an imbalance in either direction. And of course, things were very imbalanced during the pandemic. And that just really skewed the whole housing market. And so now what we're seeing is this mortgage lock-in effect. So people who might otherwise be moving, maybe they're ready for a bigger house or a smaller house or to move to a different location, they have a big disincentive to doing anything because they don't want to give up their 3% mortgage rate and swap it out for a 7% rate. So that's really just frozen the housing market. And that's a big part of the reason we're seeing these generationally low sales volumes. So I think that the ideal situation is that it would be, mortgage rates stay in a pretty narrow and predictable range. Home prices go up by a modest, predictable amount every year, and affordability is not a problem. And, of course, we haven't seen any of those things over the past few years.
I forgot what it was. I think it was in the 70s. There was this move where we started building like smaller homes, you know, 15, 16, 1700 square foot homes, at a much quicker pace because rates were somewhere between 12 and 15%. Do you think that phenomenon comes back?
It has to an extent. So in the stagflation days, mortgage rates topped out at 18% in 1981, and mortgage rates stayed in the double digits throughout the 80s, even though, you know, Paul Volcker famously came in to the Fed and tamed inflation. But it took a long time for mortgage rates to fall back down into single digits. But in terms of home sizes, yes, builders have started building smaller homes. The home sizes peaked. I think the national median was like maybe 2,500 square feet for new homes about a decade ago. And that's been edging down. Part of it is this affordability idea, just that, you know, home prices have accelerated beyond the reach of many buyers. And so builders sort of have no choice but to make homes smaller. And then the builders will say that they've gotten better at making the space functional, so they can, you know, maybe an 1,800 square foot home today is just as functional as a 2,000 square foot home was 20 years ago. But yeah, there has been a trend towards smaller homes. The whole tiny homes phenomenon hasn't really taken off. It's hard to see that becoming a real popular seller in the U.S.
What would be, other than some economic calamity out there, is there something else that could possibly happen that might be a breakout in the mindset of homeowners today to kind of embrace a 6, 7, 8, 9% mortgage?
Yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully we're not going to 8 or 9%. We did briefly touch 8% a couple of years ago. But no, I mean, I know housing economists have just been waiting for Americans to grow accustomed to these higher rates. It hasn't happened yet. But the idea is, you know, there are a lot of Americans who might have moved by now had rates been less volatile, and they haven't, but they're able to just stay where they are and maybe renovate or accommodate somehow. But housing economists like to talk about death and divorce and job change as impetus for sales. So that there is some small number of Americans who kind of has no choice but to sell. But that's just been a small number. It just hasn't been long enough, I think, for homeowners to just get used to this idea that you know, mortgage rates are at 7% just because that's where the cost of money is right now.
Someone texted in something and reminded me, you know, a lot of the ancillary costs to home ownership for us in our region, we're in New Orleans, insurance costs is killing us down here. And it's not flood insurance, it's actually homeowners insurance. And
Right.
And I get really hard. And that's really, I think, had a chilling effect on home sales.
Yeah, insurance costs have been skyrocketing. Insurers are trying to figure out how to cover the cost of some of these severe weather events they've been experiencing. I mean, especially in Hurricane Alley, it's windstorm insurance that's really skyrocketed. I live in coastal South Florida, and the windstorm premium is close to $10,000 a year on not a mansion, just a kind of a, you know, median priced home. So yeah, that windstorm insurance has been a big problem. But really, nationally, homeowners insurance has been rising pretty sharply, and that actually is a major driver of costs right now. So in many places in the country, if you go to the Midwest, people might be paying only $1,000 or $2,000 a year for homeowners insurance. I mean, even their insurance is going up a bit, but not enough to really affect things. But yeah, definitely in a place that's vulnerable to windstorms like New Orleans, you're getting a lot of pressure from windstorm insurers.
We're visiting with Jeff Ostrowski, Bankrate housing market analyst. Jeff, you mentioned you're in Florida, and I'm not sure how closely you're watching the insurance industry there, because we keep hearing here that premiums are dropping in Florida. Is that an experience that you're seeing?
Oh, I don't know. I have not heard that. No, I have no sign of premiums dropping. No, I mean the windstorm insurance has been rocketing. Premiums are going up. The pace of increases has slowed a little bit, but definitely a lot of pressure on carriers. And this has been a decades long process ever since Hurricane Andrew hit Miami. The major insurers have been pulling out. So State Farm, Allstate have much reduced presences from where they were. And so homeowners are left to choose from a lot of smaller companies who just aren't as stable, who tend to be coming in and out of the market. They're adding market share, then they're dropping market share. So there just isn't a lot of competition for homeowners business in Florida. And as a result of that, it's kind of a bleak picture for the consumer.
Yeah, it's amazing because we keep hearing that not only do you have Disney World there, but the insurance market is becoming Disneyland. we need to follow the Florida path. And I'm like, well, everybody I talk to in Florida, nobody tells me that their premiums are going down.
Yeah. I'm not sure who's saying that, but I would, I would love that if it were true. But I have not experienced it. I have not not seen any evidence of it.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not sure how much the housing situation can take, you know, with these ancillary costs. A lot of states, property taxes going up as well, you know, combined with flood insurance and homeowners insurance. That's why I asked the question about the size of a home, because it seems like as a home buyer, the only way that you can kind of beat back those ancillary costs is to buy smaller structures, right?
Yeah. I mean, that is one way to do it. But I guess the housing market or in home values get so complicated because much of the price of a home is not the actual sticks and bricks that you live in. It's the value of the dirt that you're living on. So, right. You know, for instance, the typical home in San Francisco or Silicon Valley goes for $2 million. You could get a home of the same size in Peoria, Illinois for $200,000. And it's not that that house in San Francisco was made of platinum and diamonds and gold, and in the house in Peoria is made of straw and vinyl siding. It's really just the land cost that's the huge difference.
Right.
So, but yeah, you're right. On the margins, it's probably an 1,800 square foot house compared to a 2,000 square foot house is going to cost a little bit to purchase. It's going to cost a little bit less to insure, a little bit less to maintain. But I mean, with all those costs going up so much, home values, homeowners insurance premiums, I guess that's a way to save a little bit of money, but it's not like there's some magic code that you can crack.
No, not at all. Jeff Ostrowski, as always, we truly appreciate you joining us, your insight and your time. Thank you. Have a great week.
Okay, you too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. That's Jeff Ostrowski, Bankrate Housing Market Analyst. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.